This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Bush again turned his attention to protecting wetlands. During an Earth Day speech yesterday on the coast of Maine, Mr. Bush announced a plan to increase wetlands protections. This afternoon, he outlined his goals during a visit to the Florida Everglades.
My administration will work to restore, to improve, and to protect at least 3 million acres of wetlands over the next 5 years.
It's an issue of wide appeal to outdoor enthusiasts, including a key constituency of hunters and anglers in his party. But environmentalists say the Bush administration has also issued a contradictory policy that's leading to wetlands destruction. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The big picture when it comes to protecting wetlands has grown a lot more complicated in the last 2 years. In January of 2003, the Bush administration directed the field offices of the federal agencies that regulate water to change the definition of protected wetlands. Under the directive, waterways not connected above ground to rivers, streams, or coasts would no longer be protected under the Clean Water Act. The EPA estimates that up to 20 million acres of wetlands fall into this category. Nancy Stoner is director of the Clean Water Project at the Natural Resources Defense Council. She argues this directive is an attempt to roll back environmental law.
The president has told the field staff that they no longer need to protect certain types of wetlands and streams, even though they are covered by the Clean Water Act and protected under the statute and the regulations.
The problem is, what's covered under the act is a matter of interpretation. In 2001, the Supreme Court ruled that the Clean Water Act could not be stretched to protect isolated wetlands used by migratory birds. The administration says it's just doing its job incorporating this narrow ruling into broader wetlands regulation. Ben Grumbles is the Environmental Protection Agency's Administrator for Water. He says the agency's strong bias is to continue to protect wetlands not affected by the court decision.
For those wetlands where there's a real question based on the Supreme Court decision, the guidance is to first consult with the agencies and the lawyers and to continue to assert protections over wetlands.
But critics say despite this pledge to protect, wetlands are being lost to development and pollution. Environmentalists point to the Army Corps of Engineers, the agency in charge of wetlands permits. Julie Sibbing of the National Wildlife Federation explains her organization used the Freedom of Information Act to access the Corps' records. Though many documents have not yet been handed over, the Wildlife Federation has so far found dozens of instances where the Corps has removed clean water protection from wetlands since the directive was issued.
Well, one really, I think, stunning example is in Florida, in the headwaters of the Suwannee River. There's a phosphate mining company that wants to expand their operation, and the EPA and the Corps together worked on determining whether the wetlands in question were protected or not, came out with a decision that almost 2,000 acres of wetlands would not be protected under the Clean Water Act and that the mining operation would not have to comply with any of the federal Clean Water Act provisions there.
Mark Sudall heads the Army Corps' regulatory office. He explains the problem is that his field offices around the country have each interpreted the Bush administration's wetlands directive differently. He says the agency is now working to fix this.
The first thing we're doing right now, as we speak, we're going out to all 38 districts and asking them a very specific set of questions in how they're making their jurisdictional calls. And we've coordinated this survey with EPA. The results of that survey will be back probably middle of part of May.
The EPA says it will not use the Wetlands Directive to roll back the Clean Water Act. EPA officials say they will meet the president's goal of adding 3 million acres of wetlands. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.